today's daf is Vavavasra daf Ayin Ches. We got all the way to the Mishnah on daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to talk about what gets sold with along with a chamor. When you sell a chamor, what types of items that normally are associated with the chamor are included in the sale, and there's going to be a machlokas in the Mishnah about certain items related to the chamor. The Gemara is then going to have a comment of Ula, where he suggests that the entire machlokas about what's included is only about those things that are only used to help carry a burden. But any kelim that are used, whether the chamor is carrying a burden or whether the chamor is doing other things such as for riding on the chamor, so any such kelim are definitely included. Kelim that are used all the time, regardless of the function of the chamor at that moment, are definitely included. That's what Ula wants to say. So the Gemara is going to question whether that is correct. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether the machlokas in the Mishnah about the kelim being included is talking about when the kelim are currently on the donkey or even when the kelim are not on the donkey. And the Gemara is going to have three rayas to try to prove what the case of the Mishnah is. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a list of Tanaim that all hold that the tashmishin of a certain item are sold along with it. That it's not only the ikar item itself, but those things that normally go and are used along with it are sold along with it as well. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between saying chamor chazu versus chamor chahi, because there's going to be a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that formulation makes a difference, what you're including when you say chamor chazu versus chamor chahi. And then we're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Beis that's going to talk about whether offspring of an animal are included in the sale, and also whether the contents of an item are included in a sale. That when you sell a bar, are you including the water? You sell a beehive, are you including the honey? These kinds of things. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a drasha, or several drashas really, about the psukim describing the war between Sichon and Moab, which seem to be psukim that are totally unnecessary in the Torah. What do we care about a war between two goyim that has nothing to do with us? So the Gemara is going to derive many divrei musar about a person making a cheshbon and nefesh, and it's going to derive it from that set of psukim. So let us begin Ayin Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamocher es hachamor, if a person sells a chamor, lo machar kelev, the kelim that go along with the chamor are not included. Nachum Amadi omer machar kelev. Nachum Amadi says, no, the kelim are included. They are included in the sale. So fundamentally, machlokas tanayim, right off the bat, that we're going to discuss extensively, when a person sells a chamor, are the kelim included or not? Machlokas. Then Rabbi Yehuda omer, what may be a third opinion, Pa'amim mechurin, pa'amim einin mechurin. It's not a yes or no, it's a depends. Depends exactly how you formulated what you were buying. Ketzad, haya chamar lefanav v'kelev alav. There's a chamar right there, and the kelim are on the chamar right now. V'amar loch mechar li chamar chazeh, and you say, sell me this chamar, and it's got all these kelim on it, haray kelev mechurin. And that includes the kelim when you say chamar chazeh, because you're saying, I want the chamar as it stands right now, and right now it has all of these kelim. But chamar chahu ain kelev mechurin. But if you say chamar chahu, then the kelim are not included. And the Gemara is going to describe why that is. Why chamar chahu is more limited than chamar chazev. If you look at Rashbam, chamar chi kolomar im zui chamar chah mechar osali. See, when you say chamar chahu, what you're really saying is, is this your chamar? Meaning, and therefore you're trying to say, not that I want the chamar as is, but if this is your chamar, then I'm interested in buying it. And therefore, you're not saying specifically as the chamar is. You're saying, if it's yours, then I want stam, the chamar. And Rav Yudu is assuming that even if it has kelim on it right now, it's not going to be, the kelim are not included in the sale if you were not very specific about including the kelim by saying chamar chazu, and therefore being very specific. By just saying stam, the assumption is that they are not included in the sale. So says Gemara, we had this machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the kelim are are included or not. What is the circumstance of that machlokas? Amar Ula, machlokas besak vidiskia vikumni. Not the circumstance of the machlokas, but what types of kalim are included in that machlokas. So Ula says the machlokas is about those kalim that are used to carry a burden. The sak and diskia are different types of pouches that you would fill with items on the chamar, and kumni is a woman's seat that she would sit in on the chamar. Rashbam writes, kumni markavta dinashi. It's how a woman would ride on a chamar. Come on, v'gamu mimin masui. That's not considered a riding utensil of the chamar. That's considered a masui. It's considered a burden of the chamar. She isha yoshevis kamasui distam chamar l'ruchivas anashim kai. This relates to the sugya at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, when it talks about Lishna Nikia. I guess that's our Erev Pesach connection, that it talks about Lishna Nikia because the first word of Maseches Pesachim is Or, so, and the word means night. Or Larbas or Botkinas Achametz. So why does the Masech start with the word Or if it really means night? Because the Mishnah likes to talk in the Lashon Nikia in a cleaner way. So one of the examples that we give of Lashon Nikia is that we don't use the term Rechiva when it comes to Nashim. We don't say that women are Rochev. We say that women are Yosh shave ala chamar by tzipora, that she's yosheves ala chamar, but not that a woman is ever rochev ala chamar. Now part of the reason is that not just that it's a lishna nikia, but that's actually the tsanua way that a woman typically sits on a chamar. She's not rochev with one leg on one side and one leg on the other side. It's just sort of like a seat that she just sits on, so it's less of an experience of riding and more of an experience of being a burden on the chamar's back. When there's a rider, the rider sort of helps the chamar go. A burden hinders the chamar from going. So the way the woman sits, she acts more as a burden on the chamar than she does as a rider of the chamar. So that's why the kumni gets listed along with the sak and the diskia, because these are items that are used for carrying a burden. So that's where you have a machlokas in our Mishnah. The Tanakama Savar, Stam Chamar, Lirchov Kai. The Tanakama holds that a Stam Chamar, that's its primary function, is to ride on the Chamar, and therefore those Kalim that are not meant for riding are not included in the Mechira. That's not what people typically want a Chamar for. They don't want a Chamar for burdens, they want a Chamar for riding. And Nachamadi says, no. Stam chamar, typically when you buy a chamar, it's because you want it to schlep your packages, you want it to schlep your whatever burdens you have to put on the chamar. So if that's the case, those things that are used to carry a burden are definitely going to be included. Aval, uka, famardas, kilkli, v'chabak, divrei akol, mechurin. But those things that are actually used for riding, everyone would say that is included in the sale. It's interesting, even Nachum Amadi, who holds that Stam Chamar Lamasukai, he means that Stam Chamar is also Lamasukai, but certainly it's for riding as well. That's the way you have to say it. Otherwise, why would it be that everyone would agree that those things that are, or no, or you could say that Ukav Mardas, Kilkli, V'chabak are used regardless of the function. They're used whether it's for riding or whether it's for Masui. The Chamar always has these items on it. So therefore, regardless of what the primary function of the Chamar is, these are definitely included in the sale. So that's the Chiddush of Ula, even though we had a Machlokas in our Mishnah. Whether or not the Kalim are included in the Mechira, those are only, that whole Machlokas is only about Kalim that are used for carrying a burden, but Kalim that are used for riding and for carrying a burden are definitely included in the Mechira. So frak the Gemara, is that really true? Meisvei, Chamar v'Kalim ani mochalach. Hareza macharas ha'ukaf v'samardas v'sakilkli v'sachabak. That if you say I'm selling a chamar and its kalim, then that includes all of these items that are used for riding the chamar. But when you say the chamar and its kelim, you are not including those items that are used for carrying a burden. But if you're specific and you say that I am buying the chamar with everything on it, then enochinami, everything will be included. Yeah, but time adamle chamar vekelav hu dekani ukaf amrdaas. Sounds like the only reason that you're kona the ukaf and the merdaas according to this brisa, is because you said chamor v'kelav ani mochalach. Why are you able to acquire those items that are used for riding and are used all the time? It's only because you specified that you're not just buying a chamor, you're buying the kelim as well. But if you didn't specify that you're buying the kelim, you just say stam, I'm buying a chamar, these items would not be included. That's against Ula. Ula said the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is only about those items used for carrying a burden. Those items that are used for riding, everyone would agree, is automatically included. Yet here we have in the Braisa that no, they're only included because you said chamar v'kelav. If you didn't say chamar v'kelav, they would not be included. So Gemara answers, no, hu adin dafagav delamele chamar v'kelav. The Ukav and the Mardas are included no matter what. Whether you said Chamar V'Kelev, you didn't say Chamar V'Kelev, that's not the point of emphasis of the Braisa. The Braisa's Chiddush is something else. V'Haka Mashmalin, here's what the Braisa is really teaching me. The Afgav Damle Chamar V'Kelev, Sak V'Diske V'Kumni Lokani, that we are so hesitant to include those items that are only used for carrying a burden, that even if you say the words Chamar V'Kelev, it still doesn't include the items that are used for carrying a burden. That's the Chiddush. But in Achinami, when it comes to the items that are used for riding, the items that are used all the time, so they're going to be included whether you say Chamar V'Kelev or you don't say Chamar V'Kelev. But a Chiddush, that Chamar V'Kelev is not enough to include the items used for carrying a burden, Chamar V'Kol Mashaleha is enough to include that, but Chamar V'Kelev is not. My Kumni, now we finally get to what exactly is the Kumni. So the Rashbam already told us, but he only knew it because he saw this. Amrav Pav Parshmul Markavta Dinashi. It's the thing where a woman would sit on the Chamar, and therefore it's considered like a Masui. It's not considered to be used for Rechiva. Good, period. That's the end of the first discussion relating to our Mishnah. Now we have discussion number two. Iba Iluhu Ba'odan Alav Machlokes Aval B'she'enan Alav B'she'enan Alav Modul Nachum Amadi Odilma B'she'enan Alav Machlokes Aval Ba'odan Alav Modul Rabban Al-Nachum. We have this Machlokes in the Mishnah between Tanakama and Nachum Amadi, where Tanakama says that the Kelim are not included in the Chamar, and Nachum Amadi says yes, they are included in the Chamar. Is this machloka specifically about a case where the kelim are currently on the chamar? But if they were not on the chamar, then Nachum Hamadi would agree that definitely not included? Everyone would agree not included? Or is the machloka specifically when they are not on the chamar and they're still arguing that maybe they are included, but if they were on the chamar, all would agree, of course they're included in the sale. If you look at Tosas al-Bashayin, on a love model who Nachum Hamadi actually took a take a look at Rashbam first, but Odin love Hasak Vidiskia Machlokas Bodin love Bishas Machira Bashain of love model Nachum Rabbanan de in Machurin Vafilu Uka from Radas Nami in Machurin im Einan a love that this comment, this question about the Machlokas is about all types of kelim, the sak, the diskia, the ukaf, the mrada'as, meaning those kelim that are used to carry a burden and those kelim that are used for the riding. That the question of the Gemara about Odin Alav is across the board. If you look at Tosos, Av B'Shein Odin Alav, Modul Nachum Amadi, L'Rabbanan D'Lokana, Vainu Dafka Besak V'Diskia V'Kumni, that this question is only about those kelim that are used for carrying a burden, says Tosos. Aval Bu'uka from Rada'as, I feel the way no than a love kana. No, but you have to say that when it comes to those items that are used all the time with the chamar, even for riding, then even if it's not on it right now, it's for sure going to be kana. The tachsisei de chamar havu v'kanilu kalecha de isnuhu, because these are the tachsisei de chamar. This is what the chamar is always used with. It's that's natural that it has to go along with the chamar. But Tosa says b'kuntros lo pirushkein. Rashi did not say this way. But Rashbam rather did not explain this way. But this is how Tosfos understands that the whole shaila is only about those items that aren't always on the chamar. So that's the question: is the machloka specifically in one case or the other, when they're on the chamar, or specifically when they're not on the chamar? What we didn't raise as a possibility possibilities that the machlokas is whether they are on the chamar or not on the chamar. We're clearly assuming in this shaila that there's a difference between whether they're on the chamar or not. It's going to make a difference in the machlokas. So next tosos, so dilma b'she'en alav machlokas. The other side was if there's no machlokas, maybe the machlokas only when they're not on it. Hachnam yav masan lemer odilma bein bezu machlokas. So tosos points out there might be a third side over here that the machlokas is the same regardless of whether these items are on the chamar or not on the chamar. The Gemara didn't raise that as a possibility, but it's a very logical possibility. If they didn't say in the Mishnah one way or the other whether it's Odin love or not Odin love, they just have a machlokas in the Mishnah, it stands to reason that the machlokas might apply across the board whether it's Odin love or not. So even though it didn't list that as a possibility in the Gemara, that's also a possibility. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayos about what exactly the case is in the Mishnah. Is it Odin love or is it not Odin love? And we're going to have a total of three rayos. So raya number one says Gemara Tashema ubizman sha'amar lo hu bekol masha alav hare kulan mechurin. We said in the Braisa that if you say I'm selling you the chamar vekol masha alav and everything that is on it, so then certainly everything is included. All types of kelim are included. Well, iamir pishlama ba odan alav machlokas hamani rabbanani. If you say that the machlokas in our Mishnah is when the chamar is laden with these items, so then you could say, yeah, that price fits very nicely according to the Rabbanan, that when you are mocher chamar, you are not mocher kelev. But if you were to actually add an extra phrase of who v'kol masha alav, so yeah, so then it will be included. Eliyamrit b'she'ein odin alav machlokas, aval odin alav divrei hakol mechurin hamani. But if you say that the whole machlokas in our Mishnah is only when these items are not on the chamar, but should they be on the chamar? Everyone would agree, whatever's on the chamar is automatically sold. Meaning, whatever's on the chamar is sold as soon as you say that you're buying the chamar. You don't need to say, hu v'kol mashallah. It's automatically included. So then who could be the author of the braisa that says that you need to say hu v'kol mashallah in order to include the items that are on the chamar? So it wouldn't be following Nachman Madi, and certainly not Nachman Madi, not even the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan only say lo machar kelev in this possibility if it's not on the chamar. So says Gemara liolam b'she'ein odan alav machlokas v'rabbanan hi. Maybe really we can assume that the machlokas is when the items are not on the chamar, and we are following the shita of the Rabbanan that when they are not on the chamar, they kelim are not included. And if they are on the chamar, even the Rabban would agree they are included. Why then does the Braisa say that you have to say hu v'kol mashalav? Ve'ema ubizman sha'amar lo hu, and we change it a little bit, v'kol ma shera'ui lihios alav. When is it all included? If you say hu v'kol ma shera'ui lihios alav. We're not talking about where it's on the chamar. I'm trying to buy the donkey and everything that could be, that ought to be on the donkey, that belongs on the donkey. So that's what when we say that all of these kelim would be included, even according to the Rabbanan. So that raya is not necessarily a raya. So the Gemara tries raya number two. Tashema, Rabbi Yehuda omer pamim uchurin upam shein uchurin. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah seemed to suggest he was a machriya. You know, we had the Tanakhama that says automatically not included. Nachamadi automatically included. Rabbi Yehuda depends. Pam uchurin, pam mein uchurin. He was machriya between the two shitas. Did you say chamar chazu, chamar chahu? So my love, amai dekamer Tanakama kai Rav Yehuda. Isn't it natural to assume that the same case that the Tanakama was talking about is the case that Rav Yehuda was talking about, and Rav Yehuda was just trying to be machriya between the two shitos, and therefore. Rabbi Yehuda clearly was talking about where the chamar has the kelim on it right now, because that's what makes all the difference. Chamar chazu is the chamar as it is. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's ketzan was haya chamar lefanav v'kelav alav. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was explicit in the Mishnah. The chamar is there with the kelim. That's not a chiddush. That's just Rabbi Yehuda explaining how it's going to play out to be machriya between between the Tanakama and Nachum Amadi. So says Gemara, lo, Rabbi Yehuda should not be understood as a third shita that's trying to be machriya between the first two shitos. Rabbi Yehuda milsachritika amar. Rabbi Yehuda might be saying something else entirely. He might be saying just an entirely independent statement that, as Rashbam points out at the top, inu ayri b'she'eno danalav. The Tanakama and Nachum Amadi were talking about a case where the donkey is not laden. If it is laden, then for sure everyone would agree that it's sold. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say, yeah, even if it's if the stuff is on the chamar, it's not always necessarily included, because sometimes you'll just say chamar chahi, hey, is this your chamar? I'm interested in buying it. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi Tashma, Ravina says Ravashi, okay, let's try a third raya, a third possibility of proving whether the machlokas is odan alav or the machlokas is when it's ein odan alav. And the raya is going to be from previous Mishnah, from the Mishnah we learned yesterday. Macharas hakaron, lo macharas hapradas. What if you sell a wagon? If you sell a wagon, the mules are not automatically included in the wagon. V'tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava k'meid Rav Yavahu, machras hakaron, machras hapradas. But Rav Tachlifa bar Marava taught a brisa that says that the mules are included along with the wagon. V'armalei v'anan lo machar tanan. And remember, we had this conversation yesterday where he said, but wait, the Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah says the mules are not included in the wagon. Why are you including them? So v'armalei isami. So he said, oh, should I stop teaching this brisa? Is this brisa perhaps an erroneous brisa that I should take out of my repertoire of brises from teaching? V'amalei lo, v'she'in adukimbo. Lo, titargim asnisko badukimbo. You don't have to erase the brisa. You could just say that the brisa is talking about ba'adukimbo, where the prados and the karon are connected to each other. So that's why they would be more likely to be included. But the Mishnah is not talking about that case. The Mishnah is talking about where the mules and the wagon are disconnected from each other. Ooh, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, where the items that we're discussing, whether they're included in the sale or not included, are disconnected from each other. Mechal d'masnisim b'shein adukimbo. Umidereisha b'shein odan alav. So if the previous Mishnah is talking about when the two items that we're discussing are not connected with each other, so our Mishnah, which is just the continuation of the previous Mishnah, must also be talking about where the items under discussion are not connected with each other. And therefore, the Machlokas in our Mishnah is clearly about She'ein Odan Alav, where the items are not on the back of the Chamor. So says Gemara Adraba. Yeah, really, you could make the opposite diuk. Eimer Reisha, Avalo Machar, Loas Havadim, Loas Antiki. What's really the Reisha of this discussion? This discussion started with the Mishnah in yesterday's daf. No, we're learning Perikah Mochar Sasvina. Go back to a discussion of a sale of a boat, selling a boat. What's included? So we said, you know what's not included? The Avadim and the Antiki. Okay, we know what Avadim are. They come up all over Shas. V'arminan, my Antiki. But we had to have a discussion. What exactly are Antiki that are not included in the sale of a boat? Amra Papa Iska de Begava. It is the Iska, it's the Schora that you carry on the boat that you're selling with it. Ooh, Midereisha Ba'odan Alav. Now, that's de Begava, that's on it, that's on the boat. So, if the very first mission, this parak is talking about items that are on the boat that you're selling, so Seifanami Ba'odan Alav. Maybe we should say that our Mishnah also, and that all the Mishnayos follow that trend, that they're talking about where the secondary item is on the primary item. Obviously, each Mishnah has to be judged in its own, you have to judge it separately and figure out whether it's Odan Alav or not. You can't bring a raya from the fact that the previous Mishnah was Ein Odan Alav, that this Mishnah is Ein Odan Alav, just like you can't bring a raya from the fact that the first Mishnah was Odan Alav, that this Mishnah is Odan Alav. It's obviously broken down. Mili Mili Katani. The raya, it says, Antiki is not a Tzorech Hasfina, and therefore it's not included with the Sfina, even if if it's not done in love. Whereas prados are tzorech hakaron, the wagon doesn't do much for you if it doesn't have something to pull the wagon. So even though the prados have some other tashmish, but since they're connected with the karon and they're a tzorech of the karon, they're sold with the karon. The suffix of the Gemara is a kli masui shel chamar. Does it have a din of antiki because chamar is only the rechiva, or sometimes you're mishtamish with the chamar lemasui, and therefore would be considered like prados, that it's betelos to it. Meaning, of the two cases that we try to compare it to, this is somewhere in between. Meaning, each of those cases, lemaskana, the reason that the mishnayos jump back and forth, odin love, not odin love, is because the nature of the way these things are used is different in each circumstance, and what the suffix ultimately boils down to is the nature of the way that the that these items are used on the chamar. Okay, Simon Zagam Nasan. Am Rabbi, Reb Lazar, Reb Shmuel Liel, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nasan, V'Sumchus, V'Nachum Amadi. These six Tanaim Kulu Svirilu. They all hold Ki Mazbin Inishmidi Iu V'Kol Tashmishte Mazbin. That in general, when someone sells something, they are selling everything along with it. Tosos points out over here Kulu Svirilu. That's an important phrase. It doesn't mean Lav Mamish Amru Davrechad. It's not the same as saying Kulu Amru Davrechad, that they all say the same thing. De'ein Devreim Shavin, El Kolomar B'shita Achasein. It means that there's the same tone to their shita. There's the same basic general principle that they're guided by. The exact application of that general principle, they might argue about the exact application. But the same general principle is what guides them in these shitos. B'shita achasein. V'chi agavni isa b'yivamas, perek shlishi, but it changes it to on the side, perek chamishi, dafnan aleph, kulu svirulu, maimer kinyan gamur. That kulu svirulu also over there doesn't mean that everyone agrees to each other's opinion, to each other's application of the idea, but that they're all basically saying the same idea. The Rif writes that anytime we have a list of Tanaim and they say that they're all hold a certain idea, that's an indication not to paskin that way. That's a Kabbalah the Rif has from the Gaonim. And therefore, he doesn't paskin like any of these Tanaim. Meaning, why do we have to highlight that they all hold an idea? Because it's an outlandish idea. It's something so unusual that was not accepted by the majority. And that's why we're saying Kulu Svirulu. So they all hold that when you sell something, it goes along with everything else, with Kol Tashmishte. So where do we find that? Reb Lazar Ditnan, Reb Lazar Omer, Hamochres Beis Habad, Machras Hakora. Reb Lazar is the one that said, now we're going to go back for all the Mishnayos we learned over the past several weeks. Reb Lazar says that if you sell an olive press, that you're machar sakora. You sell the beam along with the olive press. So that, so you see that the tashmish of the olive press goes along with it. Reb Shmuel Liel, where do we find Reb Shmuel Liel holds such a shita? Ditan Reb Shmuel Liel Omer, hamochar esayir, machar esasanter. If you sell the city, you sell the center of the city as well. What exactly is the center of a city? So we had two deos in the Gemara. Whether it's the surveyor of the city, or perhaps the watchman of the city, or it's the small fields around the city. Reb Meir Ditanya, where do we find Reb Meir hold such a thing? Because we have the following brayser: Reb Meir Omer, Machar Sakerem, Machar Tashmisha Kerem. Now, when you sell the Kerem, you're also selling the Tashmisha Kerem. And Rabbi Nassim Sumchus hold the Bitzitz Vedugis, the little boats that go off of the major boat, that when you sell a boat, the boat can't come so close to the shore, because the depth, the water's not deep enough and it will get stuck, so the boat has to park a little bit offshore, and then these little boats would carry the people all the way to the shore. Nachum Amadi Hadi Amr. Now, Nachum Amadi is the shita of Nachum Amadi in our Mishnah, that when you sell the chamar, you were mocher kelev along with it. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva bring a raya from here that Nachum Amadi is moda, that a stam chamar is omid the rechiva, and nevertheless he still holds that the kli masui are still included in the sale, because sometimes you use it for masui. Because if he didn't hold that way, why would we count Nachum Amadi and not the chachamim? They both hold that the kelim that are used along with that item, that are typically used along with that item, even the Ramban would hold, are included in the sale. It's just that the Chacham hold that it's omid the rechiva, and therefore only the clay rechiva are included, and Nachman Madi holds that the chamar is omid lemasui. So the clay masui are included, but fundamentally they agree. It's a machlokas and mitzvahs what people use chamar about or chamar for, or machlokas what's considered, what percentage of usage is considered general usage. But in principle, about whether you're including the kalim, the clay tashmish along with it, really Nachman Madi and the chamar both agree. So why would we only say Nachman Madi? So what you have to say is that Nachman Madi is moda that a chamar is omid lerechiva, and nevertheless he still says that the clay masui are included. That's why Nachman Madi makes this list, because he includes more clay tashmishim than the Rabbanan. Not just the numbers of kelim, but he would say that the category is broadened, that even clay tashmishim that are not the primary clay tashmishim are included. That's why Nachman Madi is on this list, as opposed to saying that the Rabbanan would also agree in principle. Rabbeinu Yonah says that more like the Rashbam, that the reason Nachman Madi is because he holds Stam Chamar is Amid Masri. The reason Nachman Madi is on the list is because he's Mosif more Kalim, that in reality, in practicality, more Kalim are included, even though in principle he holds the exact same thing as the Chamim. That's why we're highlighting Nachman Madi on this list, because he just happens to be, if you were to actually list which Kalim are included according to the Rabban, which ones are included according to Nachman Madi, Nachman Madi would have more Kalim on his list. Okay, said Lugmar further. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yudah Omer Pam Mechurin, Rabbi said it really depends whether you said chamar chazu or chamar chahi. That makes all the difference. Maishna chamar chazu, maishna chamar chahu. Why should it make a difference whether you say chamar chazu or chamar chahu? It sounds very similar. It sounds exactly the same. So says Gemara, Amrav chamar chazu yada de chamra didehu. When you say chamar chazu, you knew that the chamar belonged to this fellow. Why the chamar zu? Why are you adding the word zu then? Mishum kalev chamar le, because you're saying I want it with the kalim. You don't have to say zu in order to let it be known that you want it to be this chamar and not another chamar. This is the only chamar around. That's what the Yad Rabbah points out. This is the only chamar around. So obviously it means this chamar. So without saying it, we would have understood that. Why are you saying zu? Obviously because you want the kalim on it as well. Chamar chahu, when you say chamar chahu, it's because lo yada de chamar didehu. You don't know if this chamar belongs to this guy. V'hachi kamileis, that's what you're saying. Chamar chahu, shetim karen ali. Is this your chamar that you would be willing to sell it to me? So that's why you're adding the word who, but not because you want the kelim as well. The Rishonim write that since the Rif doesn't quote the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Ramah says as well. He says that even though Rava is explaining the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that's not necessarily a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rava is coming to tell me that according to the Rabbanan, it never gets included, even when you say Chamar Chazu. So that's why that's what Rava is trying to highlight by explaining the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Ramah adds further that the reason for the chum is that it could be that you said zu in order to be mefarish that you want this chamar and not another chamar, because it could be that the guy that's selling you the chamar has another chamar, so that's why you dafka want to say not just sell me a donkey, sell me this donkey, the one that's right in front of me. But Rabbeinu Yonah says from the fact that Rav is mefarish div Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is not really being cholik on the chachamim, he's just being mefarish divrei chachamim, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how the Rashba writes as well. So Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba both think that we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and they think so because Rava works so hard to try to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the Rif and the Ramah say, no, he's explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in that it may reflect on a better understanding of the Shita of the Rabbanan, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, next Mishnah. If you sell the chamar, you sell the chamar's baby along with it. You sell a cow, the calf does not go along with it. Machar ashba, machar zavla, machar bar, machar memeha, machar kaveris, machar dvarim, machar shovach, machar yonim. If you sell the dumpster, you sell the zavla that belongs there. You sell the bar, you're selling the water. You sell the beehive, you're selling the bees. You're selling the shovach, the bird's nest, so you're selling the yonim, the dovecote, you're selling the doves that are in it as well. These are the natural contents of these items, and therefore when you sell them, you're selling their contents as well. So, eichidami. First, we're going to go on the first line in the Mishnah. So we said that when it comes to a chamor, the baby goes along with it. When it comes to a para, its baby does not go along with it. Well, the wording would be really important over here to try to figure out whether the baby goes along with it. Hey, chidami, idam lehi ubna. If you said, I want to buy it and its offspring, afil paro ubnanami. So then by the cow also, it should be the offspring as well. Idalo amarle hi ubna. If you didn't say, I want it and its offspring, afil chamor nami lo, then it shouldn't work for the chamor either. So Amar Rav Papa da amarle chamor menika upar menika mini mochalach. Now the case is that you said that I'm selling you a chamor menika or a par menika, that you were very careful to say that it's dafka got to be a nursing chamar or para. So bishlam para ikal meimel chalba ba'ila. So by a para you could say that what you want is for the milk. El chamar, and that's why you said the para menika. It's not because you care about the baby. You want it to be menika because you're interested in the milk. El chamar ma'ika amarle. But when you say chamar menika, why would you say chamar menika? Who cares whether the chamar is nursing or not? So shmamina hiu benak amarla. So it must be that you're interested in the offspring as well. The Rashba says that it's not the derech to be kona chamar menika to be because you have another siach, you have another baby that needs to nurse, so you need to buy a nursing chamar, and therefore it must be that you want the ben of this chamar. The Arzura says the same is true if a shivcha menika, that if you buy a shivcha and you dafka want a nursing shivcha, it must mean that you want the baby along with the shivcha. And the Arzura goes so far as say that even though there's a Tosefta that says beferish not that way, it must be a Tosofer in the Tosefta. But the Rashba and the Ritva quote that Tosefta and they say that it's the derech to bikona shivcha in order that you should be able to use her as a wet nurse for your own children. And that's and she's valuable in that way, meaning that's one of the avodos that a shivcha can actually do for you. So we're not going to carry over this halacha into the human world. When it comes to a human being, it could be that you're trying to buy her as a wet nurse. So that's not necessarily the same halacha. So anyway, so the Gemara says, "By my karle siach, why do we call the baby of a chamor a siach?" So the Gemara explains, "Shemahalich achar sicha na'a." You know, a chamor is known to be a very stubborn animal. You tell it to move, you hit it, it doesn't go. It makes up its own mind. As a baby, that's not true. It's called the siach because it follows sicha na'a. Says Rashbam, "Bikriya b'nachas b'remiza holich l'makom shadam chafetz." Avol zaken tzarich merdeya. That as it gets older, it gets very stubborn. Human beings are like this as well. That when they're younger, they're much more malleable. They're much more easily influenced. But people get stuck in their ways, much more difficult for people to change and to develop and to follow instruction or whatever. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mai dechsev al kein yomru amoshlim. Why does the pasuk? What's the pasuk teaching us when it says al kein yomru amoshlim? You know, the pasuk goes into this detailed description of a melchama between Moab and Sichon. It really seems totally irrelevant to have a melchama between Moab and Sichon. Why would we? What's the pasuk teaching us? So amoshlim elu amoshlim biyitzram. Now it's teaching us something deeper, that a moshlim is not just stam moshlim, it's talking about people who rule over their yetzer hara. Bo cheshbon, what does it mean they should be bo cheshbon? Bo v'nechashev cheshbonu shalolam. They should come and make the cheshbonu shalolam, the cheshbon of the world, the most important cheshbon that a person can make in his life. And that is hefsid mitzvah keneged schara uschara veira keneged hefseda. Think about what you lose from mitzvah. Sometimes people krechts and they complain about having to do a mitzvah. How much do you lose from the mitzvah? How inconvenient? How much keneged the schar? Chaye olam. You're getting a schar in olam haba, which we can't even imagine. A single moment in olam haba is more than all of the hanos of olam hazeh put together. So what? It costs a little money. It's a tircha. It's a burden. It takes some time. Keneged the schar, it's not even a comparison. Uschar aveira keneged hefseda. And when it comes to an aveira, how much hana'a are you going to get from the aveira? A momentary momentary pleasure. It's a minute in time, and the hefsid in the olam ha'emes is unimaginable. So that's the cheshbonah shel olam. The poskim point out this gemara is telling us that it's important to learn musar, that a person has to think about these things, that these aren't we don't just go by rote about our daily activities, but it's important that that a person has to think about these things, and therefore tibana v'tikonein imata osakein. If you actually make this cheshbon, then tibana b'almazeh v'tikonein l'almaba. You're going to build yourself up in this world, and you're going to be establishing a firm base in olam haba. And ir sichon goes on in meisam adamaso ka'ayir zeh shemalei chachar sichon. This is why we're quoting this drasha over here. When we say ir sichon, it's a lashon of siach. It's a lashon of the baby mule. That if you make yourself like the person over here, we're saying it in a negative way. Not who could be influenced for the good, but who could very easily be influenced for the bad. Yetzirah tells you go this way, and you immediately go that way. So maksiv acharav ki eish yatsa mecheshbon. What's going to happen afterwards? An eish is going to be yatsa mecheshbon. Teitzei eish min mecheshvin. The eish is going to come from the tzaddikim or mecheshvin cheshbon shalolam v'tochal hasheinu mecheshvin. It's going to consume those who are not choshev cheshbon shalom. Similar to the gemara we had in Daf Ayin Hey about the being nichva from the chuppah shel chavero. Lahava mikirya sichon mikirya tzaddikim shenichru sichin. The tzaddikim are called sichin trees. Is going to consume those who follow their Yetzer Hara. Bale Bamos Arnon Elu Gase Aruach. Bale Bamos is a reference to arrogant people. Damamar Kaladim Sheishbo Gasus Aruach Nofal Begehenim. A person who has Gasus Aruach, an arrogant person, is going to fall into Gehenim. He's going to go to Gehenim. It's going to be a terrible end for a person who's arrogant. So Be'ez Hashem will continue those drashos tomorrow.